Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cattle had a strong week as slaughter was brisk and packers were aggressive. Cash cattle traded from $2 to $5 higher, depending on the area, adding to the developing bullishness of the market. Even though futures settled back on Friday, the uptrend is intact. Demand remains strong with Labor Day weekend just weeks away. Now, boxed beef was higher Friday, choice up 27 cents. Select was up 213. Lower corn futures overnight should provide support to feeder cattle, which could spill over to the live cattle. USDA did estimate higher beef production this year compared to their previous estimate. August hogs went off the board Friday, with October moving to the front month. The contract lost $1.05, with some pressure from spread trading and the fact that cutouts did not perform as well last week as hoped. Cutouts on Friday down $1.48. However, the surprise was the strength of cash to end the week on the National Direct Daily Afternoon Hog Report, a gain there of $2.32. Kansas City wheat trading down 23 cents. That's September this morning. September Minneapolis wheat's down 21 cents early, influenced by the lower start in Monday's corn prices and also influenced by a 2% lower start in French wheat prices overseas. According to Reuters, 16 ships carrying grain have now left Ukraine, but wheat has yet to be mentioned. So far, Russia has not interfered, but the experiment remains risky, and Russia shows no sign of letting up its attack on Ukraine. December corn is down 17.5 cents early today, pressured by an outlook for cooler summer temperatures this week across most of the Corn Belt. Even the triple-digit readings from Kansas to Texas will back off later this week. Monday morning's map shows rain in Nebraska. That's expected to move to Iowa and Missouri the next 2 days, and then to southeastern states by Wednesday. November soybeans trading 41 cents lower early today, challenging Friday's lowest prices after being hit with two pieces of bearish news to start the week. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock invites you to set your sights on Sheridan, Wyoming for the Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 26th on Dish Network, Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction each morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bighorn Classic, August 22nd through the 26th.
At the close on Friday on our livestock futures, August live cattle down 37, 140.22. October down 60, 144.50. August feeder cattle down 32, 179.62. September down 122 at 183.37. October hogs down 105 at $100.02. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat at the close Friday, September unchanged, 8.89 1/4. December was up a half, 8.92 1/2. Chicago wheat, September up four, down 4 3/4 at 8.06. December was down 3 3/4 at 8.22 1/2. September corn up 10.5 cents, 6.39 3/4. December is up 14.5, 6.42 1/4. September soybeans up 14 3/4 at 15.35.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.